baseball season's in mid-season form, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Plan supply.
Don't miss our wall-to-wall coverage of Bears training camp starting Wednesday. A new coaching staff, a new front office, and an infusion of new players. Trust us to cover it all on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is just before 3 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with the Scoreboard Update. The trade talk, all the rage with about a week to go for the trade deadline, and ESPN is digging in on a report of the Cole Hamels rumors. Four teams now in serious talks, according to the report, with the Phils to get him, and that's the Dodgers, the Rangers, the Red Sox, and the Cubs. And it could be an interesting weekend with Philly in town to face the Northsiders. About to get started at Wrigley. Kyle Schwarber will not start today. David Ross back to catch for John Lester. Jerome Williams pitches for Philly. He's bad. 6.43 ERA. Hamels, by the way, set to go tomorrow. Sox trading Connor Gillespie to the Angels today for cash considerations. He was designated for assignment back on Sunday and likely now to be a fill-in for David Freese while he is on the DL for the next couple of weeks. Jose Quintana on the bump tonight as the Southsiders go for two in a row. Corey Kluber goes for Cleveland. Dodgers, by the way, placing Zach Greinke on paternity leave, so that means he will be out for the weekend. NFL news, former Bears offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer has found his way out the door in Buffalo already. Bills parting ways with their offensive line coach after he was arrested for punching a boy in Florida over beach chairs last month. Former Bear wideout Bernard Berrien caught a former Vikings teammate robbing his house. He told a Fresno TV station that he was actually watching him do it on a security camera. Bernard Berrien, of course, robbed once before for a total of $30,000, so he has a rather elaborate security system set up. And the New York Times says that Junior Seau's family will not be allowed to speak at his Hall of Fame induction coming up in Canton. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Chevrolet of Homewood, where smart shoppers shop. And visit your local Shelby's and Stella's place to enter to win a spot in the Golden Ticket Finale, where you could win $20,000 in tickets from Vivid Seats to live out your sports dream. Brought to you by Shelby's and Stella's Place, your premium place to play slots and video poker. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tonight, 5:30, when the White Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
Multiple reports are that the market may find an equilibrium regarding David Price that is indeed a rental fee. It might be just as somebody saying, look, if I'm going to get 2 months, I'm going to pay for 2 months of it. But again, that's why the Cole Hamels thing continues to intrigue. You are set through prime years, and the Heat is not carrying a contract that already has bad money baked in.
If you say that Hamels say that seems to be the best deal, they continue to be mentioned prominently in most. Do you still go after David Price?
Sure, why not?
You do. So no, you want
absolutely.
Your rotation is the first three guys all left-handed.
Good is good. Okay. I don't care. Handedness isn't anything that really stands in my way.
Scores and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
John, you're on The Score.
I think Renteria got screwed. He could have had a chance for greatness with a young team, then make build his reputation. But
why do you care?
I don't see any rings on Madden's fingers, and the White Sox gave Ozzie Guillen a couple of years, and he got a ring within a couple of years. So
you've
how do you know
got Joe
played?
Madden managing your team instead of Ricky Renteria. What's wrong with you? Who's the better manager?
How do you know you didn't get Renteria
a chance? Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
That. Here's the thing, though. Let's not be all crazy.
No, I'm going to. I am going to.
I mean, you're really red-faced right now. And
yes.
There's no reason for it.
Yes, there is.
It's baseball.
Yes, and baseball makes people stupid, and stupid people make me crazy.
All right.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
Today's Friday for us.
I've got to wake up.
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, we've taken all kinds of calls over the years. Bors and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That call's not totally unexpected. I think we've heard.
Not on this show.
No. Maybe other places you go, yeah, that's a great cut. No. But nothing surprises me. There have been too many Bear Mondays. There have been too much of anything with the Bulls is just stupid off times. I mean, so if you love Ricky Renteria, and somebody in town does, not just that guy that called, other people love him as well.
The Junior Seau story is really troubling. And I know you heard what Matt Rodewald said, and this is the full body of the story here from the New York Times. Junior Seau's induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame was always going to be awkward. A chance to celebrate a marquee player known for his bone-crushing career while not dwelling on his controversial death tied to it. When his induction was announced at the Super Bowl, his family rejoiced and started thinking about what to say at the ceremony in Canton, Ohio on August 8th. Seau had told them if he ever made it, he wanted his daughter, Sydney, to introduce him. But the Hall of Fame does not plan to let Sydney or anyone else speak on his behalf. Instead, it will only show a video that will commemorate his career. While avoiding questions about his suicide in 2012 and the subsequent diagnosis of traumatic brain injury that doctors said they believed was brought on by hits to the head. Nor will the video mention the lawsuit that Seau's family has filed against the NFL, which is trying to curb injuries in active players and address brain disease in thousands of retired ones. To the Hall of Fame officials, simply showing the video, which will not invoke Seau's suicide, will keep the focus on his playing days. To his family, still grappling with his death, though, the tribute seems underwhelming for one of the sport's best linebackers and a highly regarded figure in Southern California, where Seau grew up and played most of his career. This is his daughter, Sydney. It's frustrating because the induction is for my father and for the other players, but then to not be able to speak, it's painful. I just want to give the speech he would have given. It wasn't going to be about this mess. My speech was solely about him. Seau's brain injury and suicide have nothing to do with the decision to only show a video, according to Joe Horrigan, a spokesman for the Hall of Fame who's overseen the ceremony for about 20 years. Lying sack of crap.
Right.
He clearly is, right?
Oh, God.
Says typically a video produced by NFL Network is shown for all inductees. For living inductees, a family member and close associate then introduce the player on stage for an often emotion-filled speech. In the past, for deceased inductees, presenters spoke. But Horrigan said they often repeated what was in the video, prolonging an already lengthy ceremony. So a few years ago, the Hall eliminated speeches in these cases. Horrigan said it got redundant. The honor is supposed to be for the individual.
Yeah, but you're missing. I mean, this is why I hate football. I mean, and the Hall of Fame. Because that would have been a beautiful thing to let her do. 100% a beautiful thing to let her do. And she, you think she's lying when she said that included? I just want to talk about my dad. I don't think she's lying. I mean, that's just...
The executive director of the Hall of Fame said, "We're not the NFL, but the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Our mission is to honor the heroes of the game. And Junior is a hero of the game. We're going to celebrate his life, not the death and other issues."
Well,
no one's asking you. No one's asking. All anybody is asking is that he have his daughter be allowed to speak.
I think that's fair enough, and should have absolutely been part of it. And she says she's not lying. I mean, you pass up a beautiful moment just because you're a...
Seau's widow Gina says she was very surprised by the policy to use only a video because she did not, quote, think Sydney or any of us were going to use the Hall of Fame as a platform. And then Horrigan said the Seau's were given incorrect information about the ceremony before they were officially notified of its policy 5 months after they learned he would be inducted. Gina Seau said she did not question the Hall's motives. In the end, agreed the focus should be on Junior and his legacy. She says it's already difficult enough as it is.
I think it would have been a great moment to let her do that. That would have been a the right moment for the Hall of Fame to do that. And clearly, it was not going to be an attack on football or your dumbass Hall of Fame or anybody. That's just really
no. And there's this really, this is just the beginning of awkwardness.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There'll be more. But if you set that policy out, then nobody can talk about a lot of people. There'll be more as the years go along. You know that's going to happen. It's already happening in some places with players that are great players. So, I mean, it's not like, oh, well. I think what it should be about, if you're not there, and obviously, you know, if you can't do it yourself, I just think you take a beautiful moment and you squash it just because you're an asswipe. I mean, I don't see why you would do that. Isn't that what it's supposed to be about? Isn't it a celebration of him? Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
Even if it's something that you want to vet, even if it's something where you can say, look, we'd love to know what you're going to say, if whatever the sensitivities may be, but just a lot, knowing that that's what he wanted and hearing the family's reaction, it doesn't sound like they're outraged at this point. It doesn't sound like that they, like, that at least they're saying they weren't going to use this as some kind of crusade. But again, I think when it comes to any of it, we've been very consistent, and I've always tried to remain very consistent about just tell the truth and just be honest. Your kids can still play football. You can still have your game, and I still love the game. And people get lumped into the supposed anti-football crowd or propagandizing against the sport, and it's just not the case. But this is another situation where you can be honest about what the game did to him, what he gave to the game. And you can celebrate his life while also being honest about what he did in a really brutal, dangerous sport. Just be honest.
Her speech to me sounded like it was going to be spot on, so.
In Los Angeles, Mike is on the score. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right.
I have a problem with the White Sox and that I need your guys' input on. I bought the baseball package so I could watch the White Sox out here, and I knew they were sunk on day one when I saw Adam LaRoche come out. I said, this guy is a carbon copy of Adam Dunn. The happiest day I had as a White Sox fan, except for when they won the World Series, was the day they got rid of Adam Dunn. And they went and they replaced him with a carbon copy.
Not
and
quite.
They're designated hitters who are the worst hitters on the team, and this has been going on for 4 years now. It makes me question the management of the team.
He's a much, much better defensive player than Adam Dunn, so that's not true. They're not the same guy. And you knew when they got him, they sort of explained
exactly what Adam LaRoche is. He's
right.
36 years old or whatever he is. I mean, that's not a big secret.
And I think they did a decent job explaining what they thought he was going to be. We looked at the numbers, we looked at the projections, and I thought,